It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bobes Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Robinson High School, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian Basketball. The Lawrenceville Indians take on the Robinson Maroons. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson is alongside. Glad you're with us for Tuesday night basketball as the Indians make a road trip here to Crawford County to meet the Robinson Maroons. The Indians with a record overall of 8-9, 2-2 in Little Illini Conference play. Robinson is 6-11 overall. They, too, are 2-2 in conference play. Well, Bill, here we are on the road, the Indians and the Robinson Maroons. Indians coming off that nice win Friday against Newton, trying to get to the 500 mark once again. It's been an ongoing situation for the Indians, trying to get to that 500 mark. It's been very elusive.
Well, yeah, it seems like they've been chasing that all year, Steve. You know, they got off to the poor start in the Capital Classic and came back, and they actually made their way to 500 with that win in Reveille right before Christmas, got to 5-5. Then they had the poor play, got off to a poor start in the Christmas tournament up at Effingham T-Town, and we're three games below 500 again, and they fought their way back to where if they can win this ball game tonight, they'll have a 500 record going into the LIC tournament, and they would be 3-2 in the conference if they win this game tonight. Robinson, by the same token, has struggled all season long, struggling along at 6-11. So you'd think this would be a ball game that the Indians would have a good chance to win if they play well.
Robinson coming off a period of inactivity. They haven't played for 10 days. Their last win was an overtime win at Flora, so they haven't played in a while. So maybe the Indians will be able to catch them here as they come off of a long break. Robinson does have something that gives the Indians problems. They do have some size, not overwhelming size like they used to have here in Robinson, but they do have size that will make a difference perhaps in this game. But the Indians hope that the addition of Cale Powell and his outside shooting will help offset some of that, along with some other Indians who have ratcheted their game up over the last few games.
Yeah, Cale Powell had 28 points Friday night in that win over Newton. That was his first start of the season, and he really lit it up. If he would give the Indians an additional double-figure score, that would just expand their game so much more, and I think they're counting on him. I also think they're looking forward to hopefully, maybe in the tournament, getting Zeus Marsh back. I saw Zeus out walking around the floor earlier tonight. He might come back in time for Friday's game in the LIC tournament. Noah Weger's still out there in a walking boot, so I don't know if he'll be able to play any in the conference tournament at all. But hopefully at some point before the season's over, they'll get both those two guys back, two of their top three scorers, and it would make the team a lot more dynamic.
We'll be back with more after this from Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
In the junior varsity contest, the Indians lost a tight game in overtime, 55-54. Logan Williams and Skyler Toole each had 15 points. Damon Parkman had 11. That's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame. We're back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mark
Back
Pharmacy
here at,
is Lawrence County.
Robinson, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103, WAKO. Indians and the Maroons. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the Indians, Randy Bishop again with a record of 8-9, 2-2 in league play. Indians will start number 3, Connor Odell, the 6-foot senior. Also, number 5, R.J. Nelms in the starting lineup, the 6'2 senior. Number 23, Cale Powell, the 6-foot junior. Also, number 32, Jordan Jones, the 6-foot junior. And Blaine Winningham, number 33, the 6'3 junior. So, Odell, Nelms, Powell, Jones, and Winningham for the Indians of Randy Bishop. For the Robinson Maroons, of Mac Thompson, veteran head coach here in Robinson. They'll start 5'7 junior. Number 1, Cade Lassen, also in the starting lineup, is 5'10 senior. Number 12, Dylan Smith, also in the starting lineup, 6-foot senior. Number 15, Chance Black, also 6'2 junior. Number 23, Braden Childress, and also 6-foot sophomore, number 52, David Goebel. So for Robinson, it'll be Lassen, Smith, Black, Childress, and Goebel. Again, the Maroons coached by Matt Thompson, and Randy Bishop, head coach of the Lawrenceville Indians. Robinson band right to our right here.
Can you hear
them? Can hear them.
Can you? You can
certainly
hear
them? Can. Indians dressed in the red traveling uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. Robinson in the home white uniforms with the maroon numerals and the maroon trim. It'll be Blaine Winningham jumping it up against Braden Childress, and we'll get this game underway. Tap control by the Maroons, and they go on the attack. Indians man-to-man here at the outset. Top of the key to Chance Black. They feed it to the top of the circle to David Goebel. And now the ball knocked away and taken away by the Indians. Here's Odell down the lane, feeds it out to Nelms. Nelms on the left wing. RJ in the left corner to Jones. Jones on the dribble to the left wing. Now top of the key to Odell. Right side of the wing to Powell. Powell guarded out there by Cade Lassen. Dribbles to the right baseline. Cut off there. Looking for Winningham. Comes to help out. Now back out top of the key to Odell. Now to Powell on the right wing. Robinson man-to-man here at the outset as well. 7:12 to go here in the opening quarter. Indians and Robinson scoreless. Jones a long three. And no good from the left side. Rebounded by Winningham. And Winningham puts it up. Off glass. No good. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Robinson basketball. So number 50, Jeffrey Goebel, is into the game.
Yeah, he started, actually. started at center.
We're giving wrong information with the starting lineup there. Here is the Maroons, top of the key to Lassen. Lassen down the lane, a drive up and in, but no good. Wave it off, I should say, by Chance Black, and it will be a foul on the Indians, and the Maroons will inbound underneath their own hoop.
That foul on R.J. Nelms.
They lob underneath and a shot up, and no good. Taken there by Childress. Rebounded by the Indians. Quickly up floor, Odell. Connor leaves it off for Powell at the top of the key. He looks for a screen, right, left side, feeds it on the left baseline to Winningham. Fakes, goes around the man, shoots and scores.
That's how you take the baseline.
Blaine Winningham went right around the slower Goble, and it's 2-0 Indians, 6:25 to go here in the opening quarter. Down the lane, and a foul on the Indians. Cade Lassen driving down the right side of the lane. And the Maroons will inbound at their own offensive end. 6:22 to go here in the second quarter. Or I should say the first quarter, 2-0 Indians. Lassen looking to inbound, does between the circles to Childress, dribbles left side, leaves it on the left wing for Smith. Dylan Smith in the middle, and call for turning the basketball over.
Okay, so while the Indians have committed two fouls here in the first 1:45, Robinson has turned it over twice. Thus, the Indians lead it 2-0.
Connor Odell, number three, bringing it across the timeline, picked up at midcourt by Black. Now right side to Winningham on the wing, dribbles to the middle, cut off there, back top of the key to Odell, right side of the lane, left side of the lane actually. Back out front, top of the key to Jones, fakes the three. Now on the dribble, looks for a screen, can't find it. Now motions to Odell to come to him, he does. Leaves it off there for Odell. Now to Powell on the right wing. Powell got it out there by Lassen. Top of the key to Jones. Jones a long three, got it! Jordan Jones, three ball. The Indians have the first 5 points of this game, and they lead 5-0. 5:33 to go, opening quarter play. Lassen across the timeline on the dribble. Now leaves it out front for Smith. Smith on the drive down the lane. Double team, puts it up with the right hand, no good. Gets his own rebound and feeds it underneath to Goble. Shot blocked away by Winningham. Now Jones with a loose ball up front to Odell. Odell on the right baseline, turns around from 10, got it. Connor Odell with a basket. And the Indians have run off seven straight to start this game, and they lead 7-0, 5:02 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Top of the key to Black. Black shot blocked away underneath by Jones and rebounded by Odell. Long down court heave to Powell. Powell to the hole, lays it up with the left hand, no good. He was rushed on that shot by the Robinson defense, and it's brought out of there by Lassen. Lassen feeds it to Black. Black on the right wing, on the dribble to the right baseline, feeds it in the corner to Smith, and he's called for a travel.
Yeah, it took a little walk there.
Turnover on the Maroons, and the Indians with a 7-0 lead. 4:36 to go in the opening quarter. Looking to extend it here. Connor Odell will bring it across the timeline. On the left side now to Jones. Top of the key, a long three by Jordan is off the mark. No good. And the rebound brought down by Goble of Robinson. Here is Cade Lassen on the right wing. Now right side to Braden Childress. Drives down the lane, puts it up with the left hand. And he's fouled and will go to the line for Robinson free throws. Winningham with the foul for the Indians. And at the line, Braden Childress, 6'2 junior for the Maroons of Mack Thompson. Free throw on its way, up and in. Saw Mack at the LEIC boys tournament, Parkview hosting that. His kids play on the 7th grade team that lost to Parkview. Second free throw was missed. Mack pacing like a chicken, watching his kids play in that 7th grade championship game. 7-1, Indians on top here, 3:52 to go. Long three-pointer by Powell is off the mark. Long rebound brought down by Winningham. Feeds it out to Jones, left side, left wing to Winningham. His jumper from the corner up and in. Blaine Winningham from about 15 feet,
four
left corner.
4 points and 3 rebounds for Blaine Winningham in the first 4.5 minutes.
9-1, Indians on top here. 3:30 to go, opening quarter of play. On the left wing is Dylan Smith. Feeds it to Goble. Now left side jumper is good. Nicely done by Chance Black. He's a senior, a three ball.
One of the Indian defenders got knocked down at that point, and they were scrambling, could never get back in line.
9-4. Indians on top here. Here's Powell deep on the right wing. Dribbles to the left side on the wing. In the corner, left side to Jones. Underneath the Winningham on the left baseline. Fakes against Goble. Goes around him. Reverse layup up and in. Blaine Winningham's going to have a lot of quickness over this big Goble kid, Jeffrey Goble. And it's 11-4. Indians by 7. Here is Braden Childress, top of the key. Thought about a three, guarded by Odell. Right side to Black. Black, left side to Childress. And he's bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop.
Okay, that foul's going to be on Jordan Jones. That's 4 fouls on the Indians on 4 different players. Robinson yet to commit a foul.
Ethan Schuyler into the game. He's a sophomore, number 3. The Maroons inbound it. Here's a baseline drive. Shot up and no good by Childress. Tried to get his own rebound. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by the Maroons. It'll be Indian basketball. 2:31 to go, opening quarter. 11-4. Tribe on the road here. This is the last game before the Little Illini Conference Tournament, which begins play on Friday. Indians won't see action until Saturday in the quarterfinals at Flora. Here's Jones down the lane, cut off at the free throw line. Now to Powell. Powell fakes, heads to the lane, lays it up, and in. Cale Powell, that's another thing he can do well, is score off the dribble. And it's 13-4, Indians on top. Here's a drive down the lane, shot is short by Black. Rebounded by Winningham of the Indians. Off to Jones, quickly up floor to Powell. Right side on the wing. Now to Jones between the circles. He directs traffic from there. Dribbles, lets the three-pointer go. Top of the key, got it! Jones a three ball. And Mac Thompson wants a timeout. 1:42 to go here in the first quarter play. On the Amberall Federal Credit Union, it's an Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. And on the People's State Bank scoreboard, 16-4, Lawrenceville on top. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Scott's also has Dispill Packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here in Robinson, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians leading 16-4 here in the first quarter of play. There's a drive down the lane, a shot up and in by Black. Chance Black with the basket.
He's got 5 of their 6.
And it is 16-6, Indians by 10. Powell, left side to Jones in the middle to Nelms. Ball knocked away from RJ and out of bounds, last touched by the Indians. It'll be Maroon basketball.
First turnover in the Indians. We've played almost 7 minutes here, so that's not bad.
Across the timeline, Glasson. Glasson on the dribble, guarded by Odell. Out front now to Childress. Childress feeds it underneath. There's a shot with the left hand up and in. Flipped in there nicely by Dylan Smith.
Not before he got away with a walk.
16-8. In favor of the Indians. 52 seconds to go here in the opening quarter play. Odell left side to Jones on the wing. Jones on the dribble. Now between the circles to Winningham. Blaine leaves it off for Powell. Powell between the circles. Indians will set up a play. 38 seconds to go. Jones deep on the left wing. Back out front to Nelms. Nelms got it out there by Scheidler. Now to Odell between the circles. Picked up by Black. 25 seconds to go. Indians on top by 8. Down low they go to Winningham. Turn, shoots. No good. Gets his own rebound. Up and in.
10 points for Blaine Winningham here in the first quarter.
Blaine Winningham with a basket. 18-8. Indians by 10. 10 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Lassen across the timeline. Working one-on-one against Odell. Top of the key. Beats it back door. It's knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball. Nelms has it as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after one quarter play here in Robinson, Lawrenceville Indians 18 and the Robinson Maroons 8. We're back in a minute This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Indian Basketball brought your way by People's State Bank, mortgages, mobile banking, and more. They're your community bank. And by WTHI-TV, three-pointer, Connor O'Dell off the quarter break. Three ball by Connor, and the Indians lead 21-8. Here is a drive down the lane, a shot up and in underneath by Lassen of Robinson, 21-10. Indians on top here. O'Dell across the timeline, leaves it to Nelms, left wing, left corner to Jones, back out front, between the circles to Powell, right side of the wing to Nelms. RJ on the dribble, feeds it underneath to Powell. Now back out front to Jones, off the dribble, his jumper no good from 15 right side. Powell the rebound on the offside, left side, and he'll bring it back out front. The Indians go on the attack. In the middle now to Winningham, his drive is no good, and he's called for an offensive foul.
Traveling, Steve.
Traveling, okay.
Just the second turnover on the Indians. Here comes a substitute for the Maroons. It's Caleb Trimble entering the game.
21-10, Indians by 11. 7:04 to go here in the second quarter play at Robinson High School. Across the timeline, Lassen down the lane on the drive, knocked out of bounds. And last touched by Lassen of Robinson. It'll be Indian basketball. A turnover on the Maroons.
Now Robinson's going to throw a little token pressure at Lawrenceville.
Across the timeline, Chance Black picking up O'Dell. Now left side on the wing to Nelms on the dribble. RJ back out front. Ball hawked out there by Ethan Scheidler. They feed it in the right corner to Powell. Back out top of the circle to Jones. Jones on the dribble. Now to Powell. Thought about a long three. On the dribble, down the lane. Throws it up there awkwardly from about 12 feet, nowhere near the mark. And Robinson comes away with a loose ball. Lassen down the lane, left side. Baseline jumper is off the mark and no good by Childress. Long rebound to Jones, and he throws it away. Threw it over the head of R.J. Nelms, trying to head down on a fast break. It'll be Robinson basketball. Will inbound it. Bringing it up, Lassen, the junior, across the timeline, leaves it for Childress. Braden Childress feeding it back door, shot up, and no good. Charge called on Chance Black as he tried to take it to the glass. And standing in there, Blaine Winningham took the charge. He got the worst of that.
He did. That's the first foul on the Maroons. Here comes Skylar Toole checking in. First Indian sub.
6:02 to go, second quarter, 21-10, Lawrenceville by 11. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson from Robinson on this Tuesday night. The Tribe and the Maroons renewing their basketball rivalry. Across the timeline, O'Dell, right side on the wing to Jones. Jones feeds the top of the key to Toole. Toole loses the handle. He gets it off to O'Dell, left side, down the lane to the baseline. Shot up and in. Connor O'Dell, nice move on the baseline.
7 tonight for Connor O'Dell.
23-10, down the lane as Lassen. His shot is short of the mark. Rebounded, up and no good by Black. Now another rebound, and a foul charged on the Indians. So Lassen will head to the line. Cade Lassen, only 5'7", down there in the tall timber. And he'll have free throws coming up here for Robinson.
Second foul on R.J. Nelms, fifth on the Tribe.
We throw up and in by Lassen. Indian basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. They have you covered medically from head to toe. And by Citizens National Banks, Lawrenceville Banking Center, no better banking. Lassen at the line. Free throw on its way. Good. Hit those both, didn't he?
He did.
23-12, 11-point Lawrenceville lead. 5:29 to go, second quarter. Tool to Powell, deep on the right wing. They lob underneath to Jones. The ball deflected away and intercepted by the Maroons. Intercepted by Black. Now here's a baseline drive, shot up and in by Braden Childress. Childress had no resistance on that baseline, and Randy Bishop not happy about that. He scored easily, and it's 23-14, a 9-point Indian lead. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Odell in the left corner. Jones, a jumper from there. Got it. Three ball, Jordan Jones.
Nine tonight on three three-pointers for J.J.
Here is a drive down the lane by Childress. His shot up and no good. He gets his own rebound. Knocked around. Winningham with a loose ball for the Indians. Off to Jones. Quickly up floor to Powell. Three-pointer on the way. It's no good. Rebound. Well, at last was touched by an Indian. Out of bounds. It'll be Robinson ball.
The three-pointer was short, and I think it hit the net and just actually landed out of bounds before the Indians could get to it. Still a 12-point lead.
4:30 to go here in the second quarter. 26-14 Indians. Lassen to Caleb Trimble. Trimble leaves it off for Black. Black down the lane. Cut off by a double team. Has a shot blocked away by Jones. And he gets the loose ball. Jordan Jones with good defense. Looks to the sidelines for instructions from head coach Randy Bishop. Three-pointer by Odell from the right side is good.
His second three, and he now has 10 points.
And a timeout wanted by Mac Thompson. Going to be a full one-minute break on the Amberall Federal Credit. It's an Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard. Indians 29, Robinson 14. Indian basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Robinson, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball. Robinson off the timeout, trailing 29-14. Maroons need a hoop here. Here's Braden Childress out front. They feed it down low underneath to a driving Chance Black, and a foul charged on the Indians. So it'll be Robinson ball underneath their own hoop. 3:43 to go here in the second quarter. So far, so good. Indians 29, Robinson 15. Lassen on the right wing, in the right corner. Three-pointer on the way, off the mark by Black. Rebounded, however, by Robinson, by Trimble, but he throws it away to Odell. His left side jumper up and in. Connor Odell with the hoop. And it's 31-14, Indians by 17. Lassen on the left baseline, fakes against Winningham. And a foul charged on Blaine. He got him with the body. And Lassen will head to the line for Robinson free throws.
Second foul on Blaine. Nelms also has two fouls. Nelms, the only starter who's not scored for the Indians tonight.
Lassen's free throw is up and in. 31-15, Lawrenceville. Winningham checks out. Nelms is in for the Tribe. Another free throw coming up here for Cade Lassen. Missed that one. The rebound is run down by Lassen as he Got the loose ball. Now feeds it underneath to Dylan Smith. And he's called for a charge. They wipe it off. And Jordan Jones this time took the charge from Dylan Smith.
That's only two fouls on Robinson, and both have been charging fouls.
31-15 Indians, 3:11 to go, second quarter play. Odell across the timeline, left side dribble on the wing. Now to the top of the key. Ball hawked out there by Black. Feeds it now to Powell. Powell double-teamed, has the ball stripped away, but recovers. And now he's called for a travel. Powell in trouble there with the double-team. Lost his footing and traveled. So it'll be Robinson ball. 2:57 to go, second quarter, 31-15, Indians. Lassen on the right side dribble to the top of the key. Down the lane, puts it up and in. Way too easy there for Lassen. A little 5'7 guy shouldn't be able to maneuver down the lane like that. But he did, and he scored, and it's 31-16, Indians. Now ball knocked away and taken away by Childress. He'll lay it up and in, and a foul and a chance at a three-point play. Air by the Indians there and a steal. And Childress went up and laid it in. And Robinson making a little spurt here with 2:32 to go in the second quarter. Lead down to 13 and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 31, Robinson 18, back in 30 seconds. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here in Robinson, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians lead 31-18. Free throw no good. Off the timeout by Braden Childress, rebounded by the Tribe. Here they come. Here's Odell trying to take the baseline, call for a travel. Indians turn it over. Jarrett Winkles will get set to check into the game, replacing Skyler Toole for Indians.
Yeah, first time Jarrett's been into the game tonight.
And Jeffrey Goebel back into the game.
Okay, they've changed the score to 31-19 now, Steve, which I think is right. I think they had a little bit of a failure at the scorer's bench, but they got it right, 31-19.
Trapping pressure by the Indians, dribbling through it is Lassen, top of the key, right side on the wing to Black. Black is bumped and fouled by the Indians.
Powell got him. Yeah, first foul on Powell, 9 on the Indians, 1-1 coming up for Black, who has 5 points here tonight.
Chance Black at the line, 6-foot senior for Robinson. His free throw is up and in. And it's 31-20, 11-point Indian lead. 2:09 to go here in the second quarter. A free throw on its way, got it again. Black, 21-31, Indians by 10. Some trapping pressure, Powell off to Odell. He'll bring it across the timeline against the defense of Chance Black. Odell, left side on the wing to Nelms, looks down low, nothing happening there. Feeds it in the middle to Jones, it's off his hands. Intercepted by Robinson, and now a foul on Jordan Jones.
Okay, so that's two on Jones. Winningham has two. Odell has two. Nelms has two. Still 2 minutes to go almost here in the first half.
Dylan Smith at the line for Robinson free throws. And the Bruins with a chance to score here with the clock stopped. Free throw no good off the front iron. Score remains 31-21, Lawrenceville. 1:50 to go, second quarter of play here at Robinson High School. Second free throw up and in. 1 out of 2. 31-22. A 9-point lead. Now full court man-to-man pressure by the Maroons. Odell will bring it up across the timeline with Black on him. Left side to Powell on the wing. Powell on the dribble, beating it to Jones in the left corner. Jones on the dribble, top of the key now to Odell. Around right side to Powell on the wing. Top of the key to Nelms, left side to Jones on the wing in this motion offense. Now to Powell, beats it in the right corner to Nelms. Top of the key to Jones, right side to Powell, left corner to Odell, back out front to Nelms. Right side on the wing to Powell. 1:10 to go, second quarter. Indians being very deliberate here. Now Powell loses the dribble, feeds it off to Winkles. Winkles on the left baseline, and he lost the ball out of bounds.
Boy, Lawrenceville's getting really sloppy here at this point. That's 8 turnovers in the second quarter after turning it over just once in the first quarter, and Robinson has a chance to get it to 7. They've not been that close since the score was 9-1.
58 seconds to go, second quarter of play. 31-22 Indians in the middle. Here's a shot up, off glass and in by Childress. Their best player, arguably, and he scores. And the game is a 7-pointer, 31-24. Underneath, here's Winkles faking and shooting, no good. And he was hacked and fouled. And will go to the line for Indian free throws. Jarrett Winkles for the Indians.
Just the third foul on Robinson, but two of those have been on Black.
Winkles averaging about 2 points a game. His free throw is up and no good. Score remains 31-24, Indians. 40.9 seconds to go here in the second quarter play. Robinson High School gym. Second free throw up and in by Winkles. 32-24, Indians by 8. 40 seconds to go as Lassen brings it across the timeline. Between the circles, left side deep on the wing to Black. Black one-on-one against Powell. Feeds it underneath the baseline to Goble. Back out front to Lassen. Spread offense here by Mack Thompson. Four corners, you almost could say. There's Winkles stepping in and stealing the ball. Now to Powell. 18 seconds to go. Powell off to Winkles. Left side to Jones. Three-pointer on the way. Off the mark. Nelms tries for the rebound. Can't get it. Does have the loose ball, but loses it away to Black. Black across the timeline. 6 seconds to go. Black, top of the key. Bumped and fouled by Powell with 2.4 seconds to go in the second quarter. Randy Bishop cannot believe it.
Second foul on Powell. Not a good foul.
No.
Check that. That foul was on Nelms. That's his third. Powell still has just the one. Third foul on R.J. Nelms.
At the line will be Chance Black, the 6-foot senior for Robinson, a chance to cut into this lead, and he does with a free throw. 32-25, a 7-point Lawrenceville lead. Toole in and Nelms out for the Indians. Game tightening up here. Near the end of the first half. Free throw up and in. Substitute in for Robinson. Caleb Trimble in. He'll put on the pressure, make the Indians go full court with 2.4 seconds to go. Toole feeds it to Jones. Jones now to Odell, out of bounds. And the first half, I should say, comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, here at halftime, it's the Lawrenceville Indians 32 and the Robinson Maroons 26. We're back with a halftime report coming up in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here in Robinson, Lawrenceville Indian Basketball brought your way by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. Also by the Lawrence County Health Department, Complete Wellness, Body, Mind, and Community. And also by Leggett Lumber and Hardware, everything you need for all your projects. Get it at Leggett. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Boats Pizza Halftime Report. Lawrenceville Indians lead the Robinson Maroons 32-26 here at the half. Indians got out to a big start, scored the first 7 points of the game. Looks like they were going to have the game handily in hand, but you knew Robinson would come back on their home floor, and they have. They've cut the lead to 6 here at halftime, 32-26. Bill has a look at some of the first half numbers.
It's been quite an interesting first half, Steve. Like you said, the Indians got off to a great start, led it 7-0 and 16-4. We're up 18-8 after that first quarter. Eventually built the lead to 17 points in the second quarter. 31-14 was the biggest lead about midway through the quarter, but the Maroons then went on, they outscored the Indians 12-1 in that first half, cut the lead to 32-26 here at halftime. Robinson is 8 out of 20 from the field. The Maroons have made 1 of 3 three-pointers, but they're 9 of 13 at the foul stripe, and that's what's kept them in the ball game. The Indians have made 13 out of 22 field goals. They're having a really good night from three-point range. They're 5 out of 10 from three-point range. Odell has 2 three-pointers. Jordan Jones has hit 3 three-pointers. The Indians have been to the foul line only twice, though, compared to 13 times for Robinson. Lawrenceville is 1 out of 2 from the foul line. The Indians have turned it over 11 times. 10 of those came in the second period. The Maroons have turned it over 10 times. Lawrenceville has a 13-9 advantage on the rebounds. Blaine Winningham, who really didn't play much in that second quarter, has 5 rebounds to lead Lawrenceville. Scoring-wise, for Robinson, both teams have been fairly balanced. Chance Black has 9 points to lead the Maroons. Kate Lassen and Braden Childers both have 7. Dylan Smith has 3 points. Jeffrey Goble started and did not score. Ethan Scheidler and Caleb Trimble both played on the off the bench and did not score. For the Indians, Connor Odell is having a stellar night. He's 5 out of 5 from the floor. Two out of two of those are from three-point range, and he leads all scorers with 12 points. Jordan Jones has 9 points for the Indians. I believe earlier I said Winningham had 10 points. He actually has 8 here in the first half. Cale Powell has a basket. 2 points for Lawrence Hill coming off that big night against Newton. R.J. Nilms started, picked up 3 fouls, but did not score. Off the bench, Jarrett Winkles has a free throw, 1 out of 2 at the line. That's the Indians' only free throws. And Skylar Toole played, but did not score. So it's 32-26 Lawrenceville. The Indians hanging on here at halftime.
We're back with more on the halftime report from Robinson High School. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bowes Pizza Halftime Report, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indians leading the Robinson Maroons 32-26. Indians led by 10 after one quarter, 18-8, by 6 here at the half, 32-26.
Steve Winningham did not play at all that second quarter. He had a big first quarter for the Indians. He had 4 out of 6 shots and grabbed 5 rebounds. Did not play that second quarter because he had a couple fouls, and I'm thinking that maybe if they can get him back into the game, he can kind of have his way a little bit down inside like he was in the first quarter against this Robinson team. Hopefully, he'll get the Indians back on track and they can pull away to a win.
That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bowes Pizza Halftime Report. We're back in 30 seconds with a second half of action. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware says, get a head start on planning your spring projects. Leggett in Bridgeport is your headquarters for remodeling and construction supplies for the contractor and the do-it-yourselfer. Leggett reminds you that winter means snow shovels, ice melt, heat tape, and more. And put Leggett Lumber and Hardware on speed dial for expert advice and all the supplies you need. 618-945-2751. And when the cold mixed water lines break, Leggett Lumber and Hardware has what you need. Get it at Leggett.
Back here in Robinson, Robinson with the ball to begin the second half of play. Indians leading by a score of 32-26. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson with me here. Indians in a zone, a 2-3 zone to start the second half. Leading by 6. Here's a lob underneath, a shot up and in. Backdoor play, Dylan Smith with the basket. And Robinson within 4. As close as they've been in a long, long time. Here's Nelms. Left side to Powell on the wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Leaves it back out front for Jones. Jones fakes. Free throw line. Right side. Ball knocked away, but he recovers. Out front. Now to Odell. Off to Nelms. Deep on the right wing. Nelms down the lane. Leaves it off now for Powell, who shoots and scores. Cale Powell down the left baseline with a bucket. 34-28. Indians. Three-pointer is off the mark. Taken there by Black, or long rebound run down by Nelms. He'll bring it across the timeline. Feed it to Powell on the right wing. Powell down the middle. Has the ball knocked away. Recovered by Winningham out front. Jones, a left side three. No good. Nelms the rebound, and he's pushed from behind. On the rebound, pushed by Ethan Scheidler. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Good positioning there by R.J. Nelms, and Schuyler had no choice but to push him in the back. And it comes to Powell, deep on the right wing for the Indians in the right corner to Jones. Three-pointer on the way. Good.
No, they waved it off. It said there was a foul before the three-pointer. And it's an offensive foul. It's a turnover on the Indians. The foul is on R.J. Nelms. That'll be his fourth.
I didn't see that.
Nor did I, buddy. But the guy down there in stripes didn't. And in fairness, he's a lot closer to the action than we are.
34-28, Indians turn it over there. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Maroons throw over top of the zone. Jones knocks it away, but he can't prevent it from going out of bounds. It'll be Robinson ball at their offensive end, right in front of head coach Mac Thompson. 34-28. Indians by six, trying to pick up a road win in the LIC. Indians double team. They feed it in the middle now to Dylan Smith. Back out front to Black. Right side on the wing to Scheidler. Now they feed it down low underneath and a shot up and no good on a drive down the lane, but rebounded by Smith. Black took the shot. Smith got the rebound. Now he's fouled and will go to the line for Robinson free throws.
Second foul on Toole, second on the Indians here in the second half.
At the line is Dylan Smith. 34-28, Indians by six. Free throw on its way, and no good off the back iron.
Boy, they hit 9 out of 13 there in the first half.
Smith will have another one for Robinson. It's on its way, no good. Long rebound run down by Winningham. Off to Toole, now to Odell. Now back top of the key to Jones. Left side on the wing to Powell. Down low to Winningham. Ball knocked away. And out front is Black laying it up and in. Indian turnover turned into Robinson points. 34-30, lead down to four. 5:53 to go, third quarter play. Toole drives down the lane. Dipsy do move, lays it up and in. Skyler Toole playing on that foot that has a partially torn ligament in it, 36-30. Here's a drive down the lane, a shot up and in. Fall away. Childress, he's their best player, no question about it. The 6'2 junior. That was a nice move in the lane. And it's 36-32, Indians by four. Odell on the right wing. Now to Jones in the right corner. Goes to the baseline. He shoots and scores. Jordan Jones with a basket. Nicely done by Jones on the baseline drive. 38-32, Indians by six. 5:08 to go, third quarter play. Lassen at the top of the key. Left side on the wing to Smith. Smith down the lane, has the ball knocked away, and a foul, reach-in foul, I believe, on Skyler Toole of the Indians.
That'll be his third.
5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Indians piling up the fouls here in this game.
Yeah, four on Nelms, three on Toole, two on Odell, two on Jones, two on Winningham.
Free throw on its way and no good by Dylan Smith.
Well, they were really good at the foul line here in the first half, but Smith is 0-3 in the second.
38-32, Indians.
There he got one.
One out of two, 38-33, Tribe, 4:58 to go here in the third quarter of play. Jones. Now to Toole between the circles. Skyler on the dribble. Ball hawked out there by Ethan Scheidler. Dribbles around him. Goes to the hole. Lays it up. And in.
Going to be a foul. Foul on Scheidler before the basket. Two on Scheidler. Two on Robinson here after halftime.
And the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. Blaine Winningham inbounding to Odell on the right wing. Top of the key to Jones. Fakes the three. Now lets it go, off balance, no good. Winningham the rebound, up and in.
That's what I was talking about right there.
No block out by Robinson, a poor block out. And Winningham able to lay it back up off the miss. 40-33, Indians by seven. Top of the key, here's Dylan Smith. Spins to the middle, lets it up, throws it up there with the right hand. No good, tapped up and in by guess who? Childress. Nobody boxed him out, and he tapped it in. 40-35. Indians. Odell across the timeline to Toole, left side. Goes to the left baseline to the hole, lays it up and in. Skyler Toole, a nice aggressive move on the left baseline.
4 points for Toole all here in the last couple minutes.
42-35, Indians by seven. Lassen trying to feed it down low. It's knocked away by Winningham. Saves it. Off to Odell. Two on one with Powell. Odell to the hole. Lays it up and in. Odell with the basket. A two on one break. 44-35. Indians back on top by nine now. A little spurt here by the Tribe. 3:35 to go. Third quarter. Here is Childress dribbling to the middle against Winningham. Double team. Forces it up. No good.
Offensive foul.
And he's called for an offensive foul.
That's three charges. Three charges tonight the Indians have taken.
Childress aggressive to the glass, but he threw the elbow there, trying to clear some space. And so it's Indian ball with a chance to bump the lead up to double digits again. They can score here. 44-35 they lead. Jones in the left corner. Underneath to Odell. Shoots and scores. Nice pass to Odell. And a timeout wanted by Robinson's Mack Thompson, who is beside himself with his team's defense. Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard. 3:13 to go. Third quarter. 46-35 Indians. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, our focus is on your future. With the latest in banking products and technologies, we have the solutions to help you keep your finances in shape, your banking experience easy and efficient. The numbers all add up. Come in today to learn more about our competitive rates, zero to low fees, and other extra values in Albion, Olney, Mount Erie, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville. And thank you for making us your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here in Robinson, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indians lead 46-35, 3:13 to go here in the third quarter.
Steve, Odell has 16 points now. He's 7 out of 7 from the floor, with two of those being three-pointers.
There's a travel on Childress of Robinson, so the Maroons turn it over. And the Indians with an 11-point lead will have the ball and a chance to bump it up here with 3:05 to go in the third quarter of play. Indians had only a 4-point lead at one point. Now it's back up to double digits, 46-35. Here's Odell, top of the key. He's been the bugle blower here tonight for the Indians. Here's Skyler Toole on the baseline. Feeds it to Powell. 3-pointer on the way. Got it! Cale Powell with that beautiful shot from the right side. A three ball, 49-35, Indians by 14. Childress down the lane, and he's fouled by Winningham on his way to the hoop.
Okay, that'll be three on Winningham. He might go back to the bench for a while.
No question about it, this Braden Childress, 6'2", junior, number 23, the best player on Robinson. That's who they go to for their offense. His free throw is up and no good. Well, Robinson really hurting themselves with poor free throw shooting here. Damon Parkman into the game for the first time tonight, replacing Blaine Winningham in the Lawrenceville lineup. Free throw on its way. Good. One out of two for Childress. 49-36, Indians by 13.
Stops a 9-0 Indians run.
Here's a drive down the lane and a baseline. A baseline, I should say, right to the lane. For Jordan Jones, he laid it up and in. 51-36, Indians down the lane, and a left hand up and in. Chance Black with the basket. 51-38, teams trading hoops here. 2:07 to go, third quarter. Here's Powell on the left baseline, knocked away from behind, but a foul charged on Robinson, on Lassen. And it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 2:03 to go here in the third quarter play. 51-38 Indians.
Trimble back in for the Maroons. Smith taking a seat.
Into Parkman. Back out front to Powell on the left wing. Now to Jones. Jones looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now to Toole between the circles. Toole on the dribble. Parkman trying to set a screen out front. Now to Jones. Left side on the wing. Top of the key to Powell. Right side on the wing. Now right corner to Odell. Now here's Powell, top of the key. Powell down the lane, dribbles through a double team, feeds it back out to Odell, left side. And now we have...
Officials timeout for a lost sneaker.
Yeah, Powell came out of his shoe down there on that baseline drive.
He didn't lose the sneaker. It just went off his foot.
Jones will inbound at the side court right in front of the Indian bench into Parkman. Back out front to Jones. Robinson in this zone. Looks like they played a little 2-3 zone themselves here. Underneath down to Parkman. His jumper in the lane's no good from about 10. Rebounded by Robinson's Ethan Scheidler. Off to Lassen across the timeline. Here's a drive down the lane. Now they feed it to Lassen in the corner. Actually, that is Scheidler in the corner. Back out front to Lassen. Now between the circles to Childress. Childress leaving it off for Scheidler. Out front, long three is off the mark and no good by Black. And rebounded by Odell. Indians want to run. Here's Jones in the corner. Fakes the three. Now lets it go. Good! From the right wing, Jordan Jones.
His fourth three of the night.
He and Odell have been hot from beyond the arc. Now Childress tries to answer. No good. Rebounded up and in by Caleb Trimble on the offside rebound. 54-40. Indians by 14. 35 seconds to go here in the third quarter play. Powell dribbles away from pressure. Now between the circles to Toole. Toole on the dribble. Feeds it in the corner. Jones, another three by Jordan. Got it again. He is feeling it tonight. 32, Jordan Jones. 57-40 Indians. 15 seconds to go.
19 for Jones.
Here's Lassen off to Trimble. Trimble feeding in the middle to Childress. Goes against Parkman. Puts it up over him. No good. And a foul charged against Damon. Did his best down there against Childress. But cut call for the foul with 5.4 seconds to go here in the third quarter play. Indians on top by 17. 57-40. Free throw on its way by Childress. No good off the front iron. The Robinson really going to be kicking themselves after this game.
They're two of
their free throws.
2 of 7 from the line in the third quarter here. Make it 3 of 8.
Childress rolled that one through. 57-41. Longtown Cortijo Odell. Left side to Powell. Three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Childress. Long down court heave. Nowhere near the mark. After three on the People's State Bank scoreboard here in Robinson. Robinson Maroons trail the Lawrenceville Indians. It's Lawrenceville 57 and Robinson 41. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Alney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Alney.
From your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Back here in Robinson, Indian basketball brought your way by Wabash General Hospital, people you know, helping people you love, by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville, their family serving your family in the time of need, and by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville, famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
943-2612, and after the game would be great.
Here he is, Indians with the ball on the quarter break. Powell, top of the key, three, no good, off the front iron, rebounded by Lassen of Robinson. Now Lassen down the lane, is bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop, and it'll be Robinson ball underneath their own basket. 57-41 Indians heading into the final period here. The Indians trying to get to the 500 mark, get above 500 in league play, heading into the LIC tournament this weekend. And it comes to Smith, guarded out front by Toole. Smith leaving it off for Childress, working one-on-one against Winningham. Goes to the hole, lays it up, no good. And Blaine gets the rebound. Good defense there. Long down court heave is intercepted. Intercepted by Robinson. Turnover there. Caleb Trimble stepping in front of that bad pass by Jones. Now left side to Trimble. In the corner to Childress. Lets a three ball go. Left side. Off the mark. No good. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by an Indian. It'll be Maroons basketball at their offensive end. 7:14 to go in the game. 57-41 Indians. Scheidler inbounding the basketball in the corner to Trimble. Now back out front. And we have what now?
Some kind of an official's timeout for maybe an equipment malfunction. Blood on the uniform, perhaps. Or it might be blood on the uniform of Ethan Scheidler. He's going to have to leave the game. Black's going to come back in.
All right.
See if he doesn't come back in the game with a different jersey.
7:09 to go here in the game, 57-41. Robinson ball off the timeout. Looking to get it in. They do to Smith. Now underneath to Childress. He forces it up. No good. And a foul charged against the Indians.
Well, Steve, it looks to me like he does a lot of traveling, but he never gets called. That's the fourth foul on Blaine Winningham with 7 minutes to go.
57-41. Indians on top here trying to get out of town with a win here. At the line, Braden Childress. His free throw is on its way, and no good. Rebounded by Winningham. Off to Toole. Skyler across the timeline. Left side dribble. Goes to the hole. Lays it up. Too hard. Rebounded by Powell. And last touch by Robinson. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. R.J. Nelms back into the game, replacing Winningham for Randy Bishop. Pacing on that Indian sideline.
So R.J. Nelms comes back in that game with four fouls. He replaces Winningham, who also has four fouls. We've still got 7 minutes of clock to kill.
Nelms will be the trigger man underneath the Indian basket. Does to Odell in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Got it. Can't
My
leave Odell.
Goodness.
Like, can't leave Odell open like that in the corner. He's having a great night. 60-41. Indians on top. In the middle now they go. Shot up and no good by Black. One and done for Robinson that time. And the Indians with the ball and the lead as Nelms brings it across the timeline. 60-41. 19-point Indian lead. Powell trying to take the left baseline. Bumped and fouled by Black.
Third on Black.
So the Indians will inbound at their offensive end. 6:29 to go in the game. In it comes to Nelms in the left corner. Back to Toole on the left wing. Now to Powell down the lane. Lays it up with the right hand. He scores! And a chance at a three-point play. Powell hit the deck hard. And he's slow getting up there. An assist by Connor Odell. Oh, Powell, he's holding his wrist. That's not good. No. 6:24 to go in the game. And Cale Powell is going to have to check out of the lineup. He's got a wrist injury. He'll be checked over on the sideline there.
Oh, and take the basket away, too. They're saying that's an offensive foul. No basket. It's going to say 60-41.
Well, that's a tough break there for Powell. Not only gets the basket taken away, but he's also injured. Wrist injury for him.
Third foul on top of that. Trainer down there looking at him.
And it comes to Lassen. He'll bring it across the timeline for Robinson. Leaves it off for Childress. Down the lane he comes. Lays it up and in. Childress with the hoop. 60-43. 6:12 to go in the game. Odell feeds it out to Parkman. Damon back out top of the key to Jones. Jones left side. Feet underneath the wide open is Nelms, who lays it up and in. R.J. Nelms, good pass by Jones.
Finally in the scoring column. First basket for Nelms.
62-43. 5:50 to go in the game. There's a ball knocked away from behind by Odell. Recovered in the corner, however, by Smith. Now back out front. There's Childress again laying it up and in. He's a one-on-one player. They try to get it to him. And now a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. 5:42 to go in the game. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 5:42 to go in the game. 62-45 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Off the timeout, Indians inbound, double-teaming Robinson all over the floor, trailing with 5:35 to go in the game. 62-45, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here from Robinson. Indians 5:29 away from a win here. Now they spread the floor. Odell to Jones, right side to Nelms on the wing. Robinson man-to-man, they can't afford to play that zone anymore. Now to Jones on the left wing, dribbles to the top of the key. Right side to Nelms on the wing, looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now dribbles left side underneath the tool. His shot up and in. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Indians with that motion offense finding the backdoor cut and laying it up and in. Skyler Tool.
Well, he has had no problem getting to the basket tonight. He's scored three baskets, all of them by driving to the hoop. That foul was on Goble, his first, and Tool's going to have a chance to score his seventh point tonight.
And he does not, but it's rebounded underneath by Parkman. But he threw it away, threw it right to Lassen. Lassen across the timeline, down the lane, throws it up wildly, and he was fouled on his way to the hoop. 5 minutes exactly to go in this game, 64-45, Indians. Indian JV lost in overtime, 55-54. Indian varsity trying to get out of here with a win. At the line, Cade Lassen, the junior. His free throw is no good. Jones high for the rebound for the Indians. Now off to Tool across the timeline. He comes. Double team, feeds it off to Jones. Three-pointer on the way. No good from the top of the key. The rebound brought down by Smith. And I think we have a foul charged on Robinson.
Foul on the Indians.
Yeah, the Indians, yes.
Okay, that's the third on Odell. Nelms has four. Powell has three. Of course, he's not in the game. He might be hurt. Jones has three. Winningham has four. Tool has three. All kinds of foul trouble for the Indians.
Free throw up and in by Dylan Smith. The only good thing about that, all you just said, Bill, is the fact the Indians have a big lead. As Parkman checks out, replaced by Winkles for Randy Bishop. Two free throws up and in by Smith. 64-47. Indians throw down to Winkles, feeding underneath to Odell. Wide open, he shoots and scores. Indians broke the pressure nicely and got a wide open layup.
Boy, the next time Robinson plays defense will be the first time, Steve.
Here's a drive down the lane, and we have a traveling violation on Robinson.
I mean, Lawrenceville has just gotten all kinds of easy baskets by driving to the basket tonight. It's almost like the Maroons just get out of their way.
They're quicker, there's no question about it. Ball tapped away and stolen away by Smith, and now he's bumped by Odell. That was a ticky-tack foul there.
That's the fourth on Odell. Smith's going to be shooting two more. Clock's moving awfully slowly.
Yeah, not fast enough for the Indian fans or Randy Bishop over on that sideline. 66-47, Indians on top. Free throw by Smith. No good off the front iron. So again, Robinson not helping themselves out at the free throw line. Another one on its way. Off the front iron again. Jones the rebound, and over the back comes Chance Black.
And that's his fourth.
So we go to the other end for our Indian free throws. 4:27 to go in this one. 66-47, Indians by 19. Free throw on its way by Jones. No good. Rebounded by Goble. Goble off to Childress. Feeds it underneath. Reverse layup. No good. Missing it was Black. He had a wide open layup and missed the reverse. Indians rebound it. Nelms off to Odell. In the corner to Tool. Cross court now to Jones. Back out front to Nelms. Indians eating some clock here. Here's Tool in the right corner on the dribble. Double teamed. Back out front to Jones. Now to Odell. He backs it out with 3:58 to go in the game. Tool underneath now to Winkles. Back out front. Now left side to Nelms. Back to Jones. Robinson being forced to chase here. Then Winkles. Right side to Tool. Right corner to Odell. He brings it back out. 3:40 to go in the game. Indians on top big and Eden Clock. And now here's a foul, reach-in foul charged on Childress of Robinson. They have no choice but to foul. Hope the Indians miss their free throws. And they can score at the offensive end with 3:36 to go in the game, trailing 66-47.
Nick Weber going to check in for the Maroons. It'll be the first time he's played tonight. Jones going to shoot one in the bonus.
Nick Weber, a sophomore, number 11.
Jones just missed a minute ago on the front end of a 1-on-1.
Sawyer Holt also into the game, number 25. He's a junior, number 25.
And 44 coming in.
Eli Parker, junior, number 44. 3:36 to go in the game. Jones free throw on its way and good. 67-47, Indians by 20. Second free throw up and in by Jones. He and Odell have been the catalyst to this Indian win here tonight. 3:31 to go in the game.
Yeah, 21 points for Jordan Jones tonight.
Scheidler off to Weber. Now back to Scheidler, double teamed. And they throw it away. Over and back violation against the Maroons. And it'll be Indian basketball. Mac Thompson's thrown in the towel with the substitutes in here. With 3:18 to go in the game, trailing 68-47. Indians spread the floor. Odell with no pressure out front. Just holds it there. Now to Tool. Tool on the deep left wing. Now to Jones. There's Nelms going to the baseline. Up to and lets it go. No good. But he was fouled. And will go to the line for free throws.
Foul on Holt. 9 on Robinson in the second half.
3:01 to go in the game. R.J. Nelms free throw is up and in. And the lead 68-47. Blaine Whittingham back into the game replacing Winkles.
Nelms with 3 points tonight. Going for four.
Free throw on its way. Good by R.J. 70-47. Indians on top. 3 minutes to go in the game. Across the timeline, Scheidler. Ethan Scheidler, left side, bumped and fouled by Skylar Tool.
That's going to be the fourth on Skylar Tool. So nobody has fouled out yet for the Indians, which is almost miraculous because Odell, Nelms, Winningham, and Tool all have four. Powell and Jones have three.
Ethan Scheidler at the line for the Robinson Maroons. Free throw on its way and good. 70-48, 2:52 to go in the game. Another free throw coming up here by Ethan Scheidler. Got them both. Robinson with some pressure, trapping pressure. 2:49 to go in the game. Odell across the timeline on the right side dribble. Between the circles now to Winningham. Lane out front. Right side to Odell on the wing. Connor dribbles away from pressure. Now in the corner to Jones, right side. Back out to Odell on the right wing. Between the circles now to Winningham. 2:30 to go. 70-49 Indians. Here's Tool. Throwing it away. Scramble for the loose ball. Robinson has it. Now they are on the sideline, however. And it'll be Indian basketball at their offensive end with 2:22 to go in the game.
Wouldn't it be great if the Indians could just run the final 2:22 off this clock?
Yeah, it would. 70-49. And it comes to Odell. He'll bring it up against the defense of Caleb Trimble. Now left side on the wing to Tool. Skylar on the dribble. Cut off. Now underneath to Odell. Shoots and scores. And a chance at a three-point play.
Steve, the young man has not missed the shot tonight.
72-49. Big game for Connor Odell.
He's a perfect 10 of 10 from the line. Now, that's a dream for a high school player to take 10 shots and not miss.
Got the free throw, too. 73-49. 2:09 to go in the game. And Robinson brings it across the timeline.
Yeah, he's got 24 points now.
Season high, no doubt.
Well, I don't know about that.
He had 21 in that tournament at Effingham and against one of the teams there. She shot up and no good by Robinson. They rebound underneath. That's number 44, Eli Parker, and he'll go to the line for Robinson. Free throws with 1:45 to go in the game. 73-49 Indians.
I know this. If I'm him, I'm not shooting again. Perfect 10 of 10 would be I wouldn't want to take my chances on missing.
Free throw up and in by Parker.
By the way, that was the fourth foul on Jordan Jones.
73-50, Indians by 23 points, 1:45 to go in the game. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded up and no good. That was by Caleb Trimble. Nelms down court to Jones, heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Jordan Jones on a nice pass from R.J. Nelms. 75-50, 25-point Lawrenceville lead here in Robinson. The Maroons work it to Eli Parker. Now in the middle, intercepted by Jones. Here he goes one-on-one, lays it up and in, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Jones continues to pour it on, scoring-wise. 77-50, 1:18 to go, and many of the fans have headed for the exits here in Robinson that are clad in maroon and white. Jordan Jones at the line, a fine night for him.
He's got 25 going for 26.
Retho up and in. And he'll check out of the game. In fact, plenty of Indians coming out now, all the starters. Ethan Kelly into the game, Logan Williams. Eli Ivers into the game as well. All the Indian starters out with 1:17 to go. And this win in the books, 78-50 the score right now. All that remains to be determined is the final. 1:08 to go. Maroons out front. Caleb Trimble. There's a runner down the lane off the mark and no good by Scheidler. Ball out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 1 minute exactly to go in the game. Damon Parkman into the game, replacing Skylar Toole for the Indians. Gets the glad hand over on the sideline from Randy Bishop.
His Winkle's in there too, he is.
Yes, he is. Here's Parkman. Now to Williams. Williams loses the ball out of bounds, but it was last touched by Robinson, by Ethan Scheidler. 51 seconds to go in the game. And it comes out front to Winkles. He'll leave it for Eli Ivers. Left side to Parkman. Here's Williams. Top of the key now to Kelly. Right side to Parkman. Back out front to Winkles. 37 seconds to go. Now to Parkman. Indians just holding the ball here. Now they go back door to Kelly. His shot is no good. Rebound controlled by Trimble of Robinson. And he loses it out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. 25 seconds to go in the game. Post-game show coming up. 78-50, Indians on top. Parkman looking to get it in. Does out front to Kelly. Now off to Winkles, right side to Parkman. In the corner, 19 seconds to go. They feed it on the baseline to Winkles. He'll go to the hole, has it blocked away. Blocked away by Caleb Trimble. And now we have a foul charged on the Indians with 11 seconds to go in the game. So we go to the other end for Robinson free throws, and Ethan Scheidler will be at the line, the sophomore. 11.4 seconds to go, 78-50 Indians. No suspense here tonight, folks. I'm glad, sure you're glad of it. Free throw up and no good by Scheidler. That's been the story of the night for Robinson. They have missed a lot of free throws. You got that one to fall in. 78-51, 10 seconds to go. Eli Ivers will cross the timeline and dribble it out. And the Lawrenceville Indians have picked up a victory here in Robinson. They come in and win by a score of 78-51. So the Indians now go to 9-9 on the season, and they're 3-2 in conference play. Robinson falls to 6-12 overall, and they are 2-3 in league play. Fine performance by the Indians here as they win it 78-51. We're back with the Hoax Hair Studio postgame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Back here at Robinson, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Indians win over the Robinson Maroons, 78-51. Time now for the Hoax Hair Studio postgame report. We're joined by Indian assistant coach Jeremy Brush after the Indians win here, 78-51. Jeremy, you and Randy got to be pleased with the effort here tonight from the ball club.
Yeah, it was a huge win here in Robinson. We've had a good week of practice, even leading through the Newton game on Friday. To come here to Robinson, who's a higher seed in the LIC, to come here and pull off this win in front of their home crowd, it's a great testament to our kids. They've really worked hard, and they're battling through, and now we're starting to come together, I feel like.
Jordan Jones and Connor Odell, they were the catalyst to this win here. They were both outstanding here tonight.
Yeah, they were huge. One thing I told Connor before, especially with Zeus Marsh going down and Noah Wager going down, if he scores, we typically play well, and we've had good results from it. He showed tonight, I think he had 23, 24, somewhere in there. And, you know, he scores, we play great. And he was an unsung hero for us tonight. He drives us.
Seems like you guys were a lot quicker than they were. You had Skyler who was able to get to the basket easily, and some of your other guys were able to get to the basket as well. So you take advantage of your quickness?
Yeah. We had a pep in our step tonight. It was great to see. I mean, we were attacking the basket well. We were dishing the ball off. We shot well from the outside. You know, Jones hit a couple of huge threes there in that first half, and then, you know, he got hot there again in the fourth quarter. You know, we just used that speed to our advantage that we could.
Bill, you got anything for Jeremy?
I thank you for coming up, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hey, no problem. And happy birthday, Coach Bishop.
Yes. Yeah, it is his birthday today, and happy birthday to him. This is a great birthday present, isn't it?
It is. Great birthday present, and I think he's waiting with the family. They're going to Monocles.
Okay. All right, Jeremy Brush, the Indian assistant coach. Again, the Indians win 78-51. We're back with more on the Hoax Hair Studio postgame report. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change. The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Back here on the Hoax Hair Studio postgame report, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. The Indians win it by a score of 78-51. Bill, why don't you go over some of the final scoring totals for the folks here before we name the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the game.
Okay, quickly, Steve. Lawrenceville led 18-8 after a quarter, 32-26 at halftime. Outscored Robinson 25-15 in that third quarter to take a 57-41 lead entering the fourth quarter. Then they outscored the Maroons 21-10. Leading the way for the Indians was Jordan Jones. He scored 26 points. Connor O'Dell, what a night, had 24 points. Perfect in 10 shots from the floor. 3-of-3 from three-point range. Hit his only free throw. Again, added 24 points to the lineup. The only other Indian in double figure was Blaine Winningham, who finished with 10. Powell finished with 7 points. Toole scored 6 off the bench. 4 points for R.J. Nelms. A point for Winkles. Parkman, Ivers, Williams, and Kelly all played, did not score. For the Robinson Maroons, who fall to 6-12, 2-3 in the conference, Braden Childress led the way with 17 points, 13 points for Chance Black, no other Maroon double figures. So the final, Lawrenceville 78, Robinson 51.
Well, Bill, our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, guy with a perfect night, can't be any better than perfect, Connor O'Dell. 24 points, 10 of 10 from the floor, 3 of 3 from three-point land, and he's our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Well-deserved.
Well-deserved, indeed. Well, that's going to do it from here in Robinson. Hope you enjoyed the action. Again, the Indians win it 78-51 to go to 9-9, 3-2 in league play. The Indian JV lost in overtime, 55-54. Logan Williams and Skyler Toole each had 15. Damon Parkman had 11. Indian varsity winning again, 78-51. So the Indians are now off until Saturday when they take part in the quarterfinals of the Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament at Flora. The Indians will play third-seeded Marshall. The Indians are the sixth seed. They'll play against Marshall at 7:30 on Saturday. We'll have that game for you from Flora right here on Light 103. So the Indians back in action Saturday as they take on Marshall in the LIC tournament from Flora, again around 7:30 on Saturday night. Hope you join us then. My thanks to Bill for his good statistical work here. Gil T. Wilson's been our able producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios, thanks to him. And thanks to you for listening. Again, the final from here in Robinson. Lawrenceville Indians 78, Robinson Maroons 51. Steve Anderson saying so long from Crawford County.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas, Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.